Just outside Santa Barbara, California, more than 100 homes burned to the ground this morning. Thousands of residents fled as a wind-driven wildfire raced through the community of Montecito. It's home to celebrities including Oprah Winfrey, Michael Douglas, and Rob Lowe. Their houses survived, but as NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, others weren't so lucky.
Firefighters took advantage of a break in the dry, hot winds today to launch an all-out attack on the wildfire. With water-dropping aircraft flying overhead, Santa Barbara City Fire Chief Ron Prince was thankful for the break in the weather, but warned that the dreaded Santa Ana winds will return.
This situation is not over. We're going to have a very, very tough day today of firefighting. This is going to be incredibly challenging, and we are not out of the woods by any stretch of the imagination.
It is hot and incredibly smoky throughout the brush-filled hillsides of Montecito. Santa Barbara County Fire Chief John Sherry says exact damage estimates are impossible to gather right now, but he said firefighters are doing everything they can to save homes.
This is hand-to-hand combat and an aerial assault, and so we're in every single cul-de-sac. We're trying to define the perimeter and put it out.
Sherry adds those cul-de-sacs and steep hillsides are full of dry chaparral that hasn't burned in decades.
The fuse has been lit on this brush for years, for 30 years. I'm surprised we haven't lost 500 homes at this moment.
During the night, it looked like losses could hit that high. 70-mile-an-hour winds whipped flames up canyons, engulfing house after multi-million-dollar home. Flames quickly surrounded the small Christian liberal arts campus of Westmount College. Sophomore Skyla Lauda was in her dorm room when the word came to move quickly into the gymnasium.
I called my mom and I asked her what I should grab, and so I grabbed, like, my computer, some phone charger, some bathroom stuff, and she talked me into grabbing my homework.
Hundreds of students spent 6 terrifying hours in the concrete fireproof gym. Lauda says kids were crying and praying as the flames ripped through the campus.
We're getting like sealed in with tape so the smoke didn't come in, and like only a few people out to the bathroom. And when you go out to the bathroom, you could see flames like right across from the gym and so.
This part of the Southern California coast has long been popular among the rich and famous. The landmark Montecito Inn was built in the 1920s by Charlie Chaplin, and John F. Kennedy spent his honeymoon in 1953 at the nearby San Ysidro Ranch. One of the hardest-hit neighborhoods is dubbed the Riviera because of its sloping hillsides and beautiful ocean views, similar to its French counterpart.
It's kind of different. I like it here better. It's cheaper, too, yeah. That's right.
Teresa Hughes and her husband evacuated in the early morning and were gathered around a mobile emergency center pouring over a small map of the evacuation area with other anxious residents.
In other words,
that's
what the firefighters are using to manage the fire. That's the best information we have.
Volunteer David Boyd says it appears that Hughes' house was spared, but more than 100 were not. Boyd says this is the third major fire to hit this area in the past 2 years.
This area, yeah, is tired of fires, that's for sure.
Fire officials say with more dry weather and hot winds to come, it probably won't be the last one. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Montecito, California.